Or take, for example, the hadith. When Isa will come down, Rasulullah says, فَيُهْلِكُ اللَّهُ فِي زَمَانِهِ الْمِلَلَ كُلَّهَا إِلَّا الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy every other religion in His time except Islam. So the entire world will become Muslim. وَتَقْعَ الْأَمَنَةَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. And peace will come down on earth. فَتَرَعَى الْأُسُودُ مَعَ الْإِبِلِ وَالنُّمُورُ مَعَ الْبَقَرِ وَالنِّمَارُ مَعَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمُ وَالذِّئَابُ مَعَ الْغَنَمِ وَيَلَعَبَ الصُّبِّيَانِ مَعَ الْحَيَّاتِ لَا تَضُرُّهُمْ شَيَّاً. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, and peace will come down on land. So lions will play with camels. And tigers will play with cows. And wolves will play with sheep. And children will play with snakes. And no one is harmed. Look at the barakat and the peace that will come down. Why? Because there's no more kufr on land. Because it's just iman. So peace truly comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you read the descriptions of the end of time, it's something that is mind-boggling. The barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing down, and that's number 10. The barakat. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. If the people of the towns had but believed and feared Allah, we should indeed have opened out to them all kinds of blessings from heaven and earth. But they rejected the truth and we brought them to book for their misdeeds. One of the Sahaba came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq when he was Khalifa and he said, I saw a dream. And Abu Bakr used to love dreams and he used to interpret dreams. And by the way, dreams is something that Rasulullah ﷺ and the Sahaba used to care about. Rasulullah ﷺ, after Salat al-Fajr, he would talk with the Sahaba and they would talk about the time of Jahiliyyah, and then Rasulullah ﷺ would ask them, did anyone one of you see a dream? And then they would narrate their dreams and Rasulullah ﷺ would interpret them. Or sometimes Abu Bakr would say, for example, there's a hadith, Abu Bakr heard a dream, he stopped Rasulullah and said, can you allow me to interpret it myself? Rasulullah told him, go ahead. So Abu Bakr interpreted it and then he asked Rasulullah, did I get it right? Rasulullah told him, you got some of it right and some of it wrong. Abu Bakr said, what did I get wrong? Rasulullah said, I'm not going to tell you. So now, this man came to Abu Bakr and said, I saw a dream. What was it? He said, I saw you walking with your walking with people, ma'annas, with people. And you were climbing and walking on a very rough terrain. It was very rough. And then you climbed a mountain. And you and your companions reached the highest peak. And you saw, and you took a look from the top. And then you came down into a very fertile valley where there are many gardens and fruits and towns and villages and streams. And then a throne was placed for you to sit on. And people came to you. Abu Bakr said, رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا وَنَعَيْتَ And then no, and then someone came to you and said, seek forgiveness from Allah. Seek forgiveness from Allah. Abu Bakr said, you have seen something good and you've also given me my obituary. And then Abu Bakr said, the interpretation of the dream is, when you saw me with the other people climbing this rough terrain, it means that we will have a tough time fighting and challenging our enemies, the Persians and the Romans. And that is the rough terrain. نُلَاقِي مِنْ هَذَا الْجُنْدِ We will find from these wars and battles and soldiers, it will be a difficult task. But then, when you saw me at the peak, it means that I will win against all of my foes. And then when you saw me came down into a very fertile valley, fruits and farms and villages and towns, that means after this victory that Allah gives us, we will be bestowed with blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal will open up dunya to us. And then when you saw me sitting on a throne, that means that Allah Azza wa Jal will honor me, and Allah Azza wa Jal will dishonor anybody who stands against me. And then when you heard the voice telling me, ask forgiveness from Allah, that means that I have achieved, that's the end of my life. Because when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given Surah An-Nasr and told that the people who enter into Islam and seek the forgiveness of Allah, that's what you do at the end. What do you do after Salah? You say Astaghfirullah. After Hajj, Astaghfirullah. So Astaghfirullah is the culmination of your efforts. When you finish your work, you say Astaghfirullah. To ask Allah to forgive you for any shortcomings done throughout your work. So now Abu Bakr is told to make Istighfar after his term as a Khalifa, and now he's going to leave the world. So you said, you've given me a good news and you also delivered to me my obituary.